Taylor Swift. Are you ready for it? On Quiddy's Best Friday Mix 97.8.57. Wrapping up the hour with Dr. Julie Galesthorpe. I'm Orlena Kane. Lana Cameron's with me as well. Talking about people pleasing. How do you know if you're a people pleaser?
Well, some research suggests if you're the first person in a conversation or a situation to apologize, you may be a people pleaser. So, you know, you're walking down the sidewalk, you almost bump into someone, you're the one that says, oh, I'm sorry. If you are chronically doing that, you may be a people pleaser. Do you frequently put your own needs aside to make others happy? You know, we all, you know, in a terms of having reciprocal relationships, we have to do that from time to time. But if it's you feel like it's chronically you and you're not being mindful about that, you may be. Are you responsive to people convincing you to do things you don't want to do? You know, whether you are
going against yourself.
That's right. That's right. So being, you know, subject to guilt or feeling convinced, you know, to participate or give up things for yourself to make someone else happy.
And that could just not be an event, but an actual, like, even the way in which you live your life or your ideologies or things as such.
That's right. Yeah. So, and that actually, those examples happen in long-term relationships sometimes when we have one person who's more controlling and likes to see things a certain way. You might find you're giving up a part of yourself to please that person. Do you make decisions without asking yourself your reason for saying yes or no? So if you're just constantly saying yes all the time, and are you motivated by validation, meaning you're great or you're doing a good job from others?
So if someone's listening to this right now and hearing what you're saying and thinking, wow, that's describing me. I'm a people pleaser.
I'm a people pleaser.
What can they do?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that being a people pleaser is different than living in a place of gratitude and kindness. You know, I sometimes, when I've thought about it over time, I've referred to it as kind of a martyr syndrome, you know, where there's a need for others to constantly see you doing the right thing. And living in a place of gratitude and kindness requires you to be kind and value yourself, which is overlooked with people pleasing. So that's where you need to start, is you have to look at, am I treating myself with kindness and compassion? Because you have to keep in mind that people pleasing is bad for our health. So it's not a mental illness and you can change it. It's something that it's a behavioral trap we fall into that we need to pay attention to. And it comes from many different things that we've identified. But first of all, maybe practice saying no to some things that, you know, when you really don't want to do something, be honest with yourself. And when you're sorry or apologizing, really think about, am I actually sorry for that? Am I doing that to accommodate someone else?
Yeah, that's really important. Because if you're like saying sorry all the time and you get to that point where you're like, how am I saying sorry for?
It comes out of your mouth before you've realized you've said
sorry.
It.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's not even genuine, right? You're just doing it because you're trying to calm whatever discomfort or insecurity you have within yourself. So, you know, look at, when are you apologizing? Are you apologizing because you truly feel sorry for something? Good. Then say sorry. But if it's because you're just trying to make someone else happy or calm things so you don't have to deal with it, then that's something you want to pay attention to.
Unresolvable conflict. If you're looking for some help, you can contact Dr. Julie Galesthorpe at
613-962-1852.
Thanks, Julie, for being with us this morning. Great to have you back.
Great to be back. Thank you.
Lana, you ready for news?
Yes, I am.